was recorded on the 9th of March 1972, medium Lester Flint.
Esther, I knew you were here.
Hello.
And hello.
I know.
Yes, dear.
Oh, yes, dear. I'm so much calmer now. I think I can speak to you so much better than I did long time back. There's such a crowd of us here today. Many of the old workers and guides.
Yeah.
on, but there's a sad lack today of good mediumship. And I think this is often due to the fact that there are not many people, unfortunately, who have the dedication that we had. And we had to fight such battles, you know. I don't think people today realize what we had to put up with, what we had to go through. People today, I suppose, since mediumship has become a little more respectable and accepted, you know, people have no idea what some of the pioneers had to contend with. But you know, the basis of true spiritualism is the home circle. I would like to see more interest aroused in the development of mediumship in the privacy of the home circle. You know, there's no doubt about it, that spiritualism came to the fore through the agency of people who sat and developed their powers in their homes. I know the times are different and perhaps more difficult, but I think there must be a return to the home circle where people have faith and trust in the souls who come to them from outside of life, who will develop them and use them and make it possible for them, after a period of training in the right environment, for them later to go out and spread the gospel. But you know, the tendency today seems to me that people sit for a few months in some circle or other, not necessarily a private home circle where love exists and harmony, but in these promiscuous groups of people where all sorts of entities can come and do come. You know, not necessarily always good ones, I regret to say, because you know, unless you are protected and you are creating the right conditions, then you are opening up the door to trouble. I'm very perturbed about this, and I know a lot of the guides on this side are very concerned. You know, in the old days, we may not have been very well educated, but when we took the platform, it wasn't us who spoke the mediums. It was the guides who took us over and used us and spoke through us. And this was the impact that we had upon the audience. This was the thing that mattered. People may have heard someone perhaps give an implication in not very good English in their normal state, but after they had sat down and perhaps the hymn was sung and they stood up again in a trance state, some wonderful soul gave a great oration. You know, I remember those wonderful days when some of the mediums were, to some extent, I think I should say, rather like myself, not particularly well educated. And indeed, life was a great struggle trying to bring up a family, trying to sort of do the things that one had to do in the daily routine of life. And yet, the point was that when we had developed, we could go on the platform knowing that it would not be us, it would be the guides. And it didn't matter, perhaps, if someone gave them not a very good prayer or in not very good English, if afterwards the guide who spoke gave wonderful oration and wonderful power, and also gave through the medium wonderful clairvoyance. You know, perhaps this sounds like nostalgia, but you know, it is so true. The world has changed, I know, but there is this tendency today for people to take the platform before they are ready, before the guides have had an opportunity to really develop them. And indeed, often the guides are not even given the opportunity to develop them. I find all this very distressing. I'm very concerned about the movement today. I feel that although we've gained respectability to some extent, and it's all become very lawful, a great deal of the true spirit has gone out of it. And I know this applies to many of the old mediums. It's very sad to ask you to.
Yes.
I hope you won't mind my coming to talk to you. It is strange, but I feel I have a message for spiritualism. I feel that I want to imbue the old spirit. I want to talk to the young people. I want them to realize the great responsibility that will be placed upon their shoulders to carry on the great work that we created, that we sowed the seed so long ago. And there are so many of us who sowed wonderful seeds which brought forth great blessings. But you know, there must always be new gardeners. There must always be new planters. And I want the young people to realize that if they want to develop, if they want to be mediums, there is only one place, in my opinion, where they can hope to develop in the way in which they should. And that is in the privacy, in the quietude, in the peace and the tranquility and the harmony of a small group of peoples of like mind in the home. It can't be done in any other way. I don't think so. We sat for years, all the good mediums who did so much stirring work in the past, sat for years patiently. They didn't rush onto the platform. I know that some people may think that I'm being nostalgic in a kind of way. This is true, but I feel the love that we all have for the work, knowing the struggles that must be and the disillusionments and the disappointments and the heartbreaks. These are part of the work. They are necessary to us. We have to learn our lessons. We have to have our disappointments. You know, you can't have instant success. It seems to me as if everybody today want to be more or less mediums of a kind. Well, it seems as if it's like instant coffee. There is the time and the patience to brew it and make it properly and serve it. It must all be done quickly. But this doesn't do anyone any good. It only gets the movement back made. There's so many of the old timers here with me, my old acquaintances, my old friends, my old associates, you know, and many others do come and see you. I feel your circle is an example, and I feel that if only people would have the patience and the realization that it is the only way in which you can hope to serve and develop and be very worthwhile in this work is in a way, as I like yourselves, as you know, I started your circle. And my message is not just for your circle, it's for all circles. I want you to listen to others. I want you to try and get it published, because I feel that we have a duty to perform. I love the work. I love to feel that in some measure I can still serve, that I can still give of myself, of my love, of my sincerity about which, you know, we were dedicated. I remember those early years of mine, the struggling years, and when I went to Marvin, I remember those early formative years. It was not easy, but I learned my trade, if I can use such a word, the hard way. I had to learn it the hard way, and I had to develop, and I had to be used in the proper way. I could tell you about so many things, about many peoples that we all have known. Some, of course, that you would only know by hearsay, but when I think of the dedication of some of those souls, and now when we sometimes look at your work today in the movement, I'm not saying there are not dedicated people. Of course there are, and I know that a great deal of good is done, but we must not forget that the work must go on in the way in which it was intended. It is a great thing to be heal the sick and suffering. It is a great thing to be a healer and to be dedicated, and this is a wonderful work in itself. In the old days, the house of Red Cloud, all manner of manifestations of the power of the Holy Spirit were demonstrated. But behold, now that where I really more or less started, I remember those wonderful years. I remember all those wonderful peoples that were associated, how dedicated, how we worked together. And I know that the work continues in varying degree and in varying ways in the SAGB and other organizations, all doing sterling work under sometimes great difficulty. But what I feel so anxious to get over is the need for the home sample. Just recently, Mr. Surgeon's wife came to us. She was a sweet soul, and I knew her quite well. And of course, I knew Noah very well, and sent her his guide. And I remember those early years when he started the Link. Now, the Link was a wonderful organization. This was an organization started to encourage people to sit in their homes to develop their mediumship, and they would be given the opportunity to correspond with other circles and pass on the information so that they learn from each other and meet occasionally in London at big press meetings, and they would have big demonstrations of mediumship and help also budding mediums to find their feet. Now, this was a wonderful thing. I think it's very sad that there's no such organization today. I feel so strongly about this. I helped start many things, as you probably know, in the past. I always tried my utmost to help and encourage mediums. But I realized then, and I realize now, there is only one way in which a medium can be developed, and that is the right way, in the quietude and the privacy and the tranquility and peace and harmony of a dedicated group of people, the open circle. I want this message to come out. I want people to know that I'm still working for the good of the cause, but I want to see more effort made to develop mediums in the right way, because this is the only way. When you sit together as a group, as a circle, you are sitting there for the common good, not for personal business. You are sitting there to help each other, to unfold the power of the Spirit, whatever they may be, in whatever way they may benefit. And I feel so strongly that if those people would sit together in harmony and in love, with their minds open to receive, as only they would understand that here and there some soul will be developed, and they will develop naturally. You cannot force it. No one really can develop a medium. A medium can only be developed by his or her guide. No one on earth can do this. It's true that an individual who has some knowledge or experience can help you to a certain extent, but it still remains for the guide, for the workers on this side, who are dedicated, who know what they are doing, who know that instrument, the possibilities of that instrument, the power that that particular person may possess, how best it can be used, how best that power can be developed, and how it can be directed into what channel. It's in the home circle, my dears, where real mediumship is developed. It was true of the past, and it is true of the present. I want you to put this message out. I don't want you to keep it to yourself. You are good souls, and you sit in harmony and in love for the common good. Your whole idea is to serve, and it is in that circle which I founded that service will come. It will develop, and you will receive what we have long promised you, what the guides have long promised you, manifestations of the power of the Spirit. patience. It does take time. Patience is necessary. You understand this? I want you to give my message so that others may listen, that others may be encouraged, that they shall see in the past, the present, and see the right way in which the movement shall go towards an expansion of the world in the highest and best possible sense. Yes. Through a gradual evolution and development of mediumship in the quietitude and peace of the home circle, where good mediumship can be brought into being. It cannot be hurried, it cannot be rushed, it cannot be taught. It can only come through development over a period of time in complete love and cooperation with others of like mind on both sides. Put my message out. This is a time when it is needed. I shall continue to serve and to help wherever possible. I have not come today to give an evidential message. That is not necessary. Although I shall no doubt from time to time, because I love both of you very much, and because we have known each other over a period of time, and I took to you as I often did to people, and I knew that you were sincere and dedicated, and because I founded your circle and opened your circle, and in a sense because I feel that I am the mother of your circle, you. That I speak to you, I know there will be some who cannot accept fully what I say, but this cannot be helped. One cannot speak the truth without sometimes hurting somebody or other. Truth must be served.
Yes.
Whatever the cost.
Yes.
You know, I look back on my life,
yes.
And I see I could have done even more, perhaps, but I did all that I could. To me, to comfort those who mourn, to strengthen those who are weak, to comfort those whose needs are many, and to succor the sick and the suffering, to do the work that I was given to do, and to know that to serve is the greatest thing that a man or woman can do, to give oneself in loving service. This is the thing that is all important,
yes.
To forget self in loving service, to work for the common good, to do the work. I wish I could tell you so much more, but I only want those of you to know that I still serve you. Give my love to Sylvia and Barbie,
yes.
And to all my dear, dear friends,
yes.
And co-workers.
Yes.
Carry on the work of the Spirit.
Yes.
Carry the banner of truth aloft, and know that behind you is a battalion of souls. Whose one desire is loving service. Bless you, dear friends.
Bless you.
Bless you. Goodbye.
Yes. Goodbye.
Isn't that lovely?
Wonderful.